Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and the Bot. It is Friday, June the 8th, 7:05 in the morning. Our phone lines here at 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You hop in our chat room. Jimmy's back. Jimmy, you know, leaves us all the time because he has to go where the work is. And he works in construction. But so welcome back here, Jimmy. What a day. Okay, we are having all the, you know, if you've been down here to visit us down here at KCNR, you know, we've done a lot of changing here, you know, made the green room in the back, and that's really been great. Well, today, we're getting painted. And we started last night, and they worked all through the night, but we're still painting today, and we have found that when they're doing the work that we've got just some beautiful old brick here in the, and it was used, of course, in the construction of the building. So we've uncovered some of that, but we're painting, we're going to make a lot of more changes right here because we just try to continue to strive and grow and give a new face to a lot of things we're doing. Linda's on her way in because during the painting, everything here is now covered in plastic, including the coffee, pots. So as she came rolling through, I said, there's no coffee. She kept rolling through and is out getting, copious amounts of coffee, which keeps us running during the day. So
it is its own food group.
It is its own food group. Hey, so Bad Bob, give us the weather here until Linda gets here.
Abundant sunshine today, a high of 82, winds out of the north at about 5 or 10 miles an hour. Tonight, some clouds and a low of 54, pretty good darn sleeping weather. Tomorrow, mainly sunny, beautiful day for the relay of life with a high of 83 degrees. And right now in Reading, we're looking at 54 degrees. As always, the report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, that's right. Last night was pizza night. They have music tonight and tomorrow night and great food. Super, super area to be at. Great service. But you need reservations up there. Give them a call at 474-5546. It's just a quick trip out of Palo Cedro heading up towards Shingletown, about a 12-minute drive. Okay, Bad Bob, you've got a new play toy here, obviously because you're not calling Wells Fargo, because you're looking at your new toy.
I was getting there.
Uh-huh.
I was getting there.
Tell us about your toy.
Well, as part of my thing with Boomer Tech Radio, we decided to get an Android-based tablet, and this is an Asus Transformer, which can either be a tablet or you can turn it into a little laptop. And it's nice to be able to look at the weather and other things, do the email without trying to do it all on a little tiny smartphone screen. So, tablets are really taking over. Of course, that was all set up, it was all established by the success of the iPad, but portable computing devices are smaller, lighter, faster, and a whole lot smarter.
That brings to the total of computers we have in this, just in the studio to 7 or 8.
Depends on how you count them.
And you know, at least 7 or 8 computers in here, which probably does electrons to us and doesn't do good things. Whoa, Linda just rolled in with the coffee, so we're in love again. Good morning there. Well, she's just ran right back out with more coffee. Hey, we've got a lot of things we're talking about. We've got American Legion in here. We've got the Special Olympics talking about the big fundraiser they have. We have Randall Hempling in 8 o'clock talk about medical care because, you know, the Obamacare, the question about the insurance of single-payer insurance is in the Supreme Court. And we should be hearing something about that very soon.
And we're really excited about talking about the
Relay for Life.
The Relay for Life, which we're going to be out there for 24. Our good guy, executive of sales here, Santos, is going to be actually out there for 24 hours. He's pledged 24 hours of his time to be on the track.
You know, and
he's
frankly,
he's got to have a bathroom break. I'm sorry.
Frankly, I hope we can get that much out of him when he's here during the day too. But I think for the next 3 or 4 days, he's going to have his feet up, and he's not going to be talking very much.
Hey, you know what we've been missing is our market minute. Let's go to Wells Fargo and see what's happening with what's going on in Wall Street. Susan Eastman.
Good Good morning, Linda and Carl. Well, stocks are lower this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 17 points at 12,443. The S&P 500 is off 2 points at 1312. NASDAQ Composite is down a point at 2829. Active stocks today include Ford down 16 cents, trading at $10.39. Walt Disney positive 6 cents at 4570. Home Depot off 14 cents, trading at 5110. Taking a look at local stocks of interest, AT&T positive 19 cents at $34.35. Walmart up $1.05, trading at $66.95. Costco down 7 pennies at $88.04. Treasuries are higher along the curve. The 10-year note is yielding 1.58%. Commodities are down. Gold is down $8.50 an ounce at $1,579. Silver is down 33 cents at $28. Crude oil down $1.96, trading at $82 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, thank you very much. We have our Wells Fargo advisors in here for our Market Minute Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning. Go down to Park Marina Drive and talk to Susan and Josh and Kathy and Chris about what's going on in the market, because I tell you what, you know, it goes up and down, and they're the ones that can probably tell you what to do with your money in that. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to bring on our American Legion, and the people that are here, we're getting ready to have a bunch of things going on. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott.
Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
It's Drake and Bill.
Hey, Drake.
Hey, Bill.
Don't you just love sunbathing in the park?
Yeah, Drake. It's so relaxing just soaking up the sun. Better be careful, though. Don't want your bill to get sunburned.
Hey, Bill. You see what I'm seeing?
Oh.
That lady's dog's about to... Oh, no. Not there. Oh.
Ew. Why did you make me look at that?
Oh. No, it's cool. She's prepared. She brought a bag to clean it up. Check it out. Turn the bag inside out. Scoop. All gone. Like it never happened.
Oh, she's smart. Probably knows that if that stuff gets into the storm drains, it's going to pollute rivers and streams.
Ugh. Dogs are disgusting.
What Drake and Bill are trying to say is not everyone understands that our storm drains can flow directly into our streams and rivers. Pollutants can cause adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even ducks. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Public Works Stormwater Program.
I'm here with Joe Adamson of Adamson's Peak Performance. What's going on at Adamson's?
Hi, Rachel. Summer's almost here, and you know what that means. Swimsuits, shorts, tank tops. Now's the time to get started. Virtually every client that comes to Adamson's Peak Performance wants three things. Lose fat, look better, and feel healthier. We've developed a personal training and nutrition program that accomplishes just that.
Can you tell us a little bit about this program?
Yes, it's called the New Body 180 because it's 180 days long and because it includes everything you need to make a 180-degree change in the way you look and feel.
Well, I hear you've had some really great results with this program.
We've had women lose up to 3 jean sizes in just the first 12 weeks.
To get started or for more information on the New Body 180, call Steve at 221-8006 or go online to AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com. Get the New Body 180. Turn your life around with Adamson's Peak Performance.
Dandelion is not just a great selection of fun and classic clothing. It's that and more. Jewelry, handbags, hats, scarves, sunglasses, whatever you may need. The ladies at Dandelion will help you find the right outfit with the perfect accessories to complete your look. Dandelion, friendly one-on-one service. Always look your best. Shop the latest styles with the finest name brands. And when you're in Dandelion, check out their home decor, new perfumes, and body fragrances. Dandelion, conveniently located at 1332 Market Street in the Sherman Square Building.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Currently 58 degrees in downtown studios of KCNR. Oh, my gosh. And the swell, the smell is, what is it called, wafting?
It's wafting. Wafting through.
Wafting. Thank you. I want to know how that's spelled, actually. It's wafting through the air. The wonderful smell of...
fresh paint.
White. Fresh paint. We're going to have American flag painted on the wall. It's going to be incredible. You're going to have to come in and see the studios, man. It's going to be great. Sunny today with highs of 78. Mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 52. The weather's always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards.
An abundance of sunshine.
An abundance of sunshine. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive inside of Tobacco and Brew Espresso Joe's, where you get your specialty coffee drink for $3 for 20 ounces, the best priced coffee beans in the land. And of course, Joe and Shelley are great Americans, and they are wonderful to our veterans, and we love Tobacco and Brew, which is a great segue because now we want to talk to you about something that's going on with upcoming associations dealing with veterans.
The American Legion is coming to town, and this is really it's going to be a really big event here in town, and we've got two representatives, Terry Meixel. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning, Carl.
And she is the Vice President of the Department of California American Legion Auxiliary.
Yes, sir.
And a resident of Reading, and is for every veterans event, Terry is here. So we want to say hello to her. And then we've got Dave Cockrell, who is the District 2 Commander of the American Legion here. So good morning, David.
Good morning, Carl.
You've got something big coming here.
Yes.
This month.
This is the state Department of American Legion's annual convention. This is where they elect their officers and also do resolutions that help veterans. Yes, this is going to be quite a
We're talking thing. Like 2,500 people coming to the convention now. There's like three different organizations meeting.
Correct.
Also, so Terry, you've got your group, the Auxiliary, and what exactly is the Auxiliary of the American Legion?
The American Legion Auxiliary are wives, mothers, daughters, granddaughters of veterans and veterans in their own right, which are women's veterans. And we are a veteran service organization, and we are chartered by Congress on our own. So we're a standalone, but we have the American Legion family, which is the Legion, the Sons of the American Legion, American Legion Auxiliary, and the American Legion Riders.
Okay, so now you're part of the convention. We're at the Holiday Inn?
Yes, that's our host hotel, and that's where our convention will be held.
Now there's another group, the Sons of the American Legion?
Yes.
Now what exactly is that?
They are actually, they honor their fathers and their grandfathers for the Legion. Uh-huh. And they actually assist the Legion in doing their functions, as well as helping the auxiliary. They're part of the organization, the family, we call it. And they were started up in, 1930-something.
Uh-huh.
And they were just to assist. Actually, the Legion, which was started in France, was supposed to be started for, and it was, to help veterans, because they knew the things coming back, when they're coming back, there was nothing to address it. And it has progressed along with that. Every generation has helped all the veterans.
So the American Legion started in France.
That's correct. It started in France.
During World War One.
During World War One, 1919, okay. a bunch of them got together.
And this was to help Americans?
Help Americans. These were the troops that went over there.
Okay.
Right.
And
we
they
have a
knew...
lot of Americans buried. And
right, and they knew that there was going to be issues that would have to be addressed. That was a devastating war, new warfare.
Absolutely.
And they knew
with old tactics.
And they knew that they were going to have issues. So because of that, that's how the VA got started. They knew that people wouldn't understand, so they actually got together. And when they got to the United States, 1920, they had their convention, and then the auxiliary started up, 1920? They were nurses that started up to help out, because they knew there was issues. And it's basically has grown from that. And each generation has helped the previous generation, also the future. And that's the big issue about it.
Well, this is an interesting thing, and I know this is going to sound lame, and I'm just going to ask it because I do that. You know, we think of the people with the hats, you know, outside the grocery store selling the little flowers.
The Poppies.
The Poppies.
Yes.
That's you guys.
That's correct.
And let's talk about what that represents
right
and
after
what
the break.
That's all about. We want to know.
We'll talk about
it's
that right
huge.
After our break.
It's huge. You don't want to miss this. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Now everybody, have you heard?
The Riverfront Playhouse presents Nana's Naughty Knickers, written by Catherine DeSalvino and directed by Janessa Britton. Naughty Knickers aren't the only secret that will be exposed when Granny's dirty laundry is aired in this risque comedy. You thought Victoria had a secret? Wait till you see this. Weekends through June 16th. Shows are Friday and Saturday evenings at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday matinees at 2 p.m. Tickets can be purchased at the Cascade box office or online at cascadetheater.org or riverfrontplayhouse.net.
I'm Carl Turner, a Vietnam combat veteran. In 2010, our state veterans cemetery asked me to design a monument dedicated to Vietnam veterans. The state has approved the design and donated the land. The sculpture, I call Hope, depicts an inbound medevac helicopter with two men running under fire, carrying a stretcher holding the wounded. This reflects the strongest memory I have of Vietnam. To fund this project, we established a dog tag plaque program. Donors have the opportunity to fund this monument by purchasing a pair of plaques dedicated to their veteran. They will be embossed with the veteran's name, branch of service, and service dates. 3,000 Vietnam veterans will become part of the monument, their names surrounding the sculpture. Check us out at Vietnam Veterans Monument Project at Facebook.com or call me at 530-275-6385. Thanks for your support.
Hi there, I'm Kirk Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
Big Bike Weekend in KCNR 1460 presents the Rubberside Down Safety Seminar, Tuesday, June 19th at the Holiday Inn at 6 p.m. This free seminar will help you be safe on the road. All participants are entered into a drawing for motorcycle training from the Motorcycle Institute in Red Bluff. Also get entered to win a custom paint job from Longhair Collision Works. The Rubberside Down Safety Seminar, Tuesday, June 19th at Holiday Inn at 6 p.m. with bike washing at 5 p.m. Brought to you by Big Bike Weekend, KCNR 1460, the Reading Motorcycle Officers Group, the Reading Police Department, and the Motorcycle Training Institute.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 7:23 in the morning. Carl on the bot, June the 8th. Hey, our guests are Terry and Mike Sell and Dave Cockrell from the American Legion. And we were just talking during the break about the American Legion. The fact is that the American Legion is a service organization that helps veterans, ones returning, ones that have been back here, and does so many things for our veterans. And one of the things they do is you'll see them receiving donations. They're the ones out there with the poppies.
They're not selling them.
And they're not selling them. They're taking donations. But it's interesting about where these poppies come from, because they're obviously handmade. So where do you get these from?
You can go ahead, Terry. That's...
The poppies are made by veterans in California. As an example, if you are a resident of Yountville, a veteran and your spouse is there, then we have 9 poppy producers at Yountville. And for each poppy that they make, they are given 10 cents. We have veterans in Chula Vista who make them and veterans at Long Beach. And the Chula Vista are homeless veterans that are getting back into society. They come in for a daytime program. And while they're there during the day, they make poppies for income, and it gives them a little spending money. And they're all, the American Legion Auxiliary poppies are all handmade by veterans.
You know, one of the things that they're saying, you know, the number of veterans that are being seen by the Veterans Administration, the VA, at the hospitals and everything, They're saying there's a large amount, there's a large percentage of warriors that are returning and ones from other wars that are coming out, entering into the system. And one of the reasons they say this is happening is because of organizations like the American Legion and VFW and others that, AMVETS that help, you know, that are stand up for the veterans and are the voice of the veterans that help them with their, what they're doing and in getting into the government system and into the government so that they can be helped. And I think that's just absolutely, you know, I think first it's absolutely true because when I came back, the American Legion was there and AMVETS was there and the VFW was there to make sure that I could enter into the system if I wanted to or needed to. This convention we're having here with 2,500 people coming is why did they select Reading?
That was requested years ago, and we were back here, 1998, 2004, and so this is, it comes around every 8 years approximately.
Okay.
So you have to request it. We're sort of a small community. You're getting back to the...
I'd like to say something about that also. Veterans come to Reading because veterans are treated very well in Reading. They like the hometown atmosphere, the restaurants that they go to. They receive a lot of respect, a lot of courtesy. Shasta County and Reading is a very pro-veteran community, and so they're treated very well in Reading by all our businesses and the hotels.
Well, that's absolutely true. The Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard comes back here. They love coming back here because of the way that the people feel about veterans and active duty here. I mean, this you know, Shasta County, you know, respects its veterans, honors its veterans, as it says, but it's also true. The whole North State, in fact, is like that.
The biggest thing about the convention, this is basically when they do business. This is where the resolutions are passed for helping veterans, and that's how the GI Bill got started, was because they had a resolution, went to Congress, got it started. It almost failed. And I think that the American Legion actually paid a congressman to come and to get it passed. The GI Bill
paid a congressman?
I think they did.
Congressman? Tell me it's not true. No. Congressman taking money.
What's wonderful is that it's been a positive movement.
Right.
You know, it
and
absolutely
the convention is.
Is
yes. You know, the fact that it's in Reading and 2,500 people you're expecting, that means, what do they call it, beds and heads? Something like that. Restaurants, it's bringing business and having that energy, keep moving forward in a positive note for things for our veterans.
We've only got a couple of minutes left. Is there a big resolution coming up in this American Legion?
I don't really know. There's about 30 committees, and out of those committees is where the resolutions come. And the last one they did, to my knowledge, was one of the GI bills again.
Okay.
And this is the stuff that they fight for in Congress to make sure that the veterans, I like to say it's for the past, the present, and the future veterans.
Absolutely.
And the more members you have, the stronger you are.
Well, during the convention, we're going to be having, you know, officers of the American Legion will be coming through here, and we'll be talking to them.
So you're also supporting active veterans and their families.
That's correct. The auxiliary has a program where they help children, and I think Terry can tell about the backpacks.
It's called Operation Military Kids, and they are given a backpack called Hero Packs. And because the children left behind are heroes as well as their parent who's serving as active duty. So we do support our local National Guard and was involved in the dinner and the send-off. And as a matter of fact, I delivered a backpack yesterday to a brother of a veteran who is actively serving now.
Great. Okay, now
what a great feeling.
We're going to have you all back on as we get closer to the during the convention and talk about the convention. And I'd like to talk about after it's over what the American Legion came up with.
Oh, the results?
The results of it. Absolutely, because it had huge impacts in the past.
Yes.
So and the convention again is what date?
It'll start the 21st and ends the 24th.
Great. Our guests have been Terry Mikesell and Dave Cockrell from the American Legion and the American Legion Auxiliary. It's going to be great having this here. Thank you so much for coming by today.
Thank you very much. Going to take a break here. We'll be right back. And Amy's on the line to give us our fitness tip of the week. We'll be right back.
From the Fox Business Network, Wall Street is kicking off the week's last day of trading in a sea of red. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is down about 50 points. Chesapeake Energy is selling off an additional $4 billion in assets. The natural gas giant struck three separate deals for its pipeline operations. Executives are also facing shareholders today at Chesapeake's annual meeting in Oklahoma City. Earlier this week, the company announced four directors would be replaced following pressure from two of its largest investors, Carl Icahn and Southeastern Asset Management. And shipping through FedEx Freight will soon be more expensive. The company is increasing its shipping rates in North America nearly 7%. The rate change, which goes into effect July 9th, applies to shipments sent within the U.S. and Canada, as well as those sent between the two countries. Packages shipped from the U.S. to Mexico will also be affected by the higher rate. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Business phone systems don't have to be expensive or hard to install and maintain. CudaTel is an easy-to-use, next-generation VoIP phone system that enables seamless, high-definition voice and video communication. It's time to fire the phone guy. Because CudaTel can be deployed by your in-house or outsourced IT staff. Starting at just $1,399 with no per-user or per-feature fees, CudaTel by Barracuda Networks is powerful and affordable. Visit CudaTel.com for a free evaluation. That's CudaTel.com.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with free pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Spadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Hi, I'm Deanna Wallner. My husband Andy and his brother Patrick cherish the memory of their founder, Al Barefoot Wallner, for his commitment to build a company based on integrity, superior service, and 100% customer satisfaction. The Wallner family employ professionals highly trained to assist you in saving both water and energy. They can provide water audits to save money while conserving our precious natural resources. Wallner's team can provide you with water-saving dual-flush toilets, low-flow shower heads, and a selection of the most energy-efficient heating, air conditioning, and solar water heating systems on the market today. You can depend on Wallner. They have a proven reputation as the North State's total comfort specialist for real service, real experience, real value, real savings, and real guarantees. No job is too large. Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Over 44 years serving Shasta and Tehama counties.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me Thursday nights right here on KCNR 1460. We talk about fun, fashion, what's hot and what's not. We talk to authors, musicians, and it's all live. We cover entertainment in the North State. Find out what's going on right here on the spot with Linda Bott. Brought to you by the Mount Shasta Mall, Dandelion Boutique, your exclusive Brighton dealer, and California Auto Repair and Smog.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm a Free Fire Media. I'm Carl and Linda Bott. 7:35 in the morning, June the 8th. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live on KCNR1460.com. And we have on the phone Sunshine and Amy. Good morning.
Happy Friday.
You know what? We are so happy to have you back and get ourselves back on schedule after the all the political stuff kind of us crazy for a while.
What do we need to do now? What's our fitness tip of the week, Amy?
Well, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go over a course of 5 habits over the course of the next few weeks. And so today I'm going to read those habits. And then over the course of the next weeks, I'm going to elaborate on each habit. So we've got 5 habits I want you guys to focus on. The first one is eating slowly and stopping when you get to about 80% full. Remember, it takes about 15 to 20 minutes before your brain registers that you're full. The second habit, I want you to eat some sort of protein-dense foods with each meal and snack, okay? Protein really helps make you feel fuller longer and keeps the food sustained in you longer so you don't burn through it so quickly. I also want you to try to have a fruit or vegetable at each meal. They provide a really good alkaline load, which makes your body healthier. We don't want it to have our bodies acidic, so it's really important to have the fruits and vegetables to counter that. And then number 4, you actually need to have some sort of fat with your meals. Every day I need good, healthy fats, okay? So no more of those days when we did everything fat-free. And last but not least, you have to time your carbohydrates. There's certain times that carbs are better for you in the day, and in the next few weeks, we'll go over when those times are, such as right after your workout. I absolutely need you to have good carbohydrates, also early in the morning. So those are the 5 habits I want you to focus on, and we're just going to drill them in over the course of the summer.
All right, well, call us next Friday and give us those habits again.
Start drilling us next Friday.
Fruits and vegetables to keep away that acidic.
Right.
And where's that bacon come in after every meal?
I don't remember that one.
No, bacon is the magic food.
That's your number 6 rule. That was on my list.
Bacon.
It's a perfect time to go to the farmer's market and do get fresh fruits and vegetables. Amy, we appreciate you so much from Adamson's Peak. Every Friday morning, Amy calls in and things through the week. You know, what can I share with the KCNR listeners? We appreciate you so much. We've missed
you.
Have a fabulous weekend. Again,
thank you.
Amy from Adamson's Peak.
You can tell it's Amy because the whole room lights up from Amy's smile.
Amy is a goddess.
All right.
She is. Yeah. Well, what can I say?
Well, and, you're pretty much right there.
Are you talking about the guy with the kilt in the room now?
Speaking of that, last night in the Kings, they're playing for the Stanley Cup, and it's hit the papers everywhere, and there's a million tweets on it and all that. A film star came in was sitting right behind the Toronto bench.
Oh, my gosh.
And when she leaned up against the glass... You might say, the coach of the Toronto Maple Leafs turns around and just stares. The whole game had disappeared.
What's the matter with you guys in boobage?
It was just,
I mean, you get lost.
It's the front page of things. It goes, but it never showed. They wouldn't show it when they followed it over. You know, on the
TV. But we all know what happened
after that. The tweets went out, and so it was probably one of the most highly rated.
You know what
games.
The tweet said? We got to share that. I mean, even though we're talking about, we got better things to talk, like Curtis Byron and kilt yesterday. I want to hear about that.
But he's here, Curtis Byron is here, to talk about the big fundraiser for it's over at Riverview and the 40th anniversary of this. Curtis, good morning.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to start out with hockey games and
that's all right.
But I played yesterday at the, as I do every year, they have a media day there where all the media people from the radio and TV and print can come out there and make complete fools of ourselves out there on the golf course down at Riverview. So thank you for that opportunity.
No, you played 9 holes?
Yeah, I did.
Did 9 hole scramble with the Special Olympics golf team.
Right, and you got to play with a pro.
Dan Scott.
Yep.
Who is Dan. You know what? The Riverview Country Club, when Dan's on his game, is not big enough for this man.
He's
on a par 5. He's laying on 2 is on the green, which is really good to have that guy on your team.
And there was a member that, I guess the wonderful, encouraging thing is that you play, when you go out and you do the foursome on the 9 holes, is that you play with somebody who is in the Special Olympics.
That's right.
And
well, Curtis, tell us about the whole program that you all have here.
Basically, for the last 40 years, the Reading Pro-Am has been putting on a golf tournament. For the last 30-plus years, Shasta County Special Olympics has been our charity. And so all the proceeds from our golf tournament go to Shasta County Special Olympics. And we're their number one fundraiser, contributor. And we volunteer with them during their basketball tournament stuff. It's just a great organization. We love them to death. And yesterday, the media day is just way too much fun.
Well, I tell you what, you know, it is a lot of fun. We enjoy playing down there. The, Dan Scott, who is an interesting young man. He's a golf pro, but he's in that level where they work for a living and then they go to tournaments when they can.
Right.
And as Dan says, and we're going to have Dan on sometime to talk about this, how he has to have a full-time job because he was working yesterday morning, and then, you know, got everything and had to do a bunch of things and came out to play golf. And I tell you, this young man just absolutely crushes the ball when he hits it. And you watch this and you're going, and I said, you know, I've never seen anybody hit balls like this, you know, I mean, and can play like this. He goes, I can do this. I can play with anybody. Once or twice. I can't put four of them together though. It was really, you know, it's good to talk to somebody that has humility, but is really good at what they do. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and talk more about the Pro-Am. We're going to talk more about
how we can be involved, when it is.
Let's talk more about Curtis too, because he's been a leader in this.
Absolutely.
We'll be right back. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio.
When she comes to me, then I feel fine. And I'm not afraid, but so gratified. Emerald eyes is a mystery. She's a heart that beats close to me. Fine, emerald eyes in the night. Feeling shiny.
Your chances for fun in the sun for everyone are heating up to win in the Group Therapy Swipe to Win. Don't miss our $10,000 first chance drawing Thursday, June 28th at 8 o'clock. Swipe to win, play to win, stay to win all month long. It's a pretty big deal. Our $10,000 first chance drawing Thursday, June 28th at 8 o'clock, where you could win a share of $10,000 cash, 20 winners, or free gas. For details on Wind River's Group Therapy Swipe to Win promotion, log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
A great meal is always a good idea, and where better to grab a bite than Elements Restaurant? While you heat things up on the casino floor, we're heating things up in the kitchen. Elements is the place to take a break and recharge. Enjoy a friendly atmosphere and happy people, perfect for the whole family. Ask about our nightly dinner specials. All-you-can-eat breakfast buffet, only $7.77 with your River Club card. Elements Restaurant, only at Wind River Casino. For more information, call 1-800-280-UWIN. Log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-699-5144. That's 1-800-699-5144. 1-800-699-5144.
You worked hard to get to this point. You eat properly and take care of yourself. There are just a few areas that still are giving you problems. That's where we come in. We can help sculpt those trouble spots. Body Genesis. 356-2590. Man made better.
Missing in America Veterans Recovery Program, MIAP, conducts funeral escort services in the western states for veterans and their dependents free of charge. When requested by the family, MIAP will take them and their loved one on the final journey to rest in peace. Our thoughts and prayers go with the family and their grief, and we can help make this a safe and legal transport at no cost. Contact MIAP at 530-226-9900. That's 530-226-9900. The hotline is open on KCNR 1460 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebaugh, 7:45 in the morning, June the 8th. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff at Crackmaster will guarantee his work when other shops can't. He can fix anything from a little bitty ding in your windshield up to cracks 24 inches long. He guarantees his work. He's fixed a 12-inch crack on my windshield and can't even see it. But the other thing is that when Jeff will take a look at your windshield, and if he can't do it, he's not going to just say he can and then just leave you with a mess. That's not the way he does it. He does great work. He guarantees his work. He's located at 3280 Market Street in Reading. Give him a call at 241-8373 and tell him you heard this on Free Fire Radio.
Uh-huh. Currently 57 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. It's going to be 78 delicious degrees today. Mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 52. If Bob can come up with adjectives, so can I. So Saturday, it's going to be sunny around 79, Sunday around 92. This is what's going to be great. We're going to be out there. There's a lot of great things that are happening this weekend. We know that we'll be out there for Relay for Life. And for those of you who aren't going to be involved with that, we cover all the things, especially like Curtis Byron being here, and we're talking about the 40th anniversary of the Reading Pro-Am.
In 40 years.
And the money and all the proceeds there go to help the Special Olympics. And the money stays around here, stays in town, doesn't it? All of it stays in town here for the programs we have for the Special Olympics. Now, Curtis, you've got your company, what, Siskiyou?
Siskiyou Insurance, yeah.
Company. And I know that you're also involved in the Sunset Rotary.
Yes.
Which is a group of men that have a meeting to give them an excuse to drink and smoke cigars. Is that correct?
Well, it's not entirely accurate, but when you boil it down, that's what we
know.
No,
you guys are great.
The fact that you're on the show is going to cost you money, too, right?
Oh yeah. Oh, absolutely.
And if you mention the Rotary so many times, it's so much per time, or is that the way it goes?
They're just going to get me no matter what.
Well,
so.
Can you say the name one more time, the Sunset Rotary?
Yeah. Reading Riverview Sunset Rotary.
There you go.
And we
great club. We have fun.
Oh man, we attended your dinner that out at the Elks.
Yep.
Club, and boy, was that fun!
Yep.
Oh, that was one of the funnest. I'd say probably the top three funnest things
fundraiser
that we have attended this year.
Oh, I'm going to have to work harder. I want to be number one.
Okay, on the Pro-Am here. I mean, you've gone on for 40 years, and you've had guests here ranging from Jerry Lewis to all types of different people have come through here to support this.
Yeah, when they first started it, it was Jerry Lewis Muscular Dystrophy Pro-Am. For a couple years we did that, and then they wanted to bring it more local because the money obviously was going out of the area. And so the committee, and my dad was one of the founders, they got together and interviewed a bunch of charities and thought that the Shasta County Special Olympics was their one they wanted to support. And for, like I said, 30-plus years we've been supporting it, and it's been just wonderful, just wonderful.
A lot of support from the community. Now, and people can go out and watch it. And the tournament is, you've got some people when you're hitting in the 60s. They're shooting below par golf. You're not just watching some people just, hacking away at it.
Oh, no. These are actual professionals. We've got Tom Johnson, who's up in Weaverville now. He actually played in the U.S. Open a couple years ago on the PGA Tour. Rod Curl Jr. is back this year after a one-year hiatus. He's coming back. He's a four-time champion. And they usually shoot 300 or 400 par every day. It's real golf.
It's real golf. I think we were talking about Dan a little bit earlier. And Dan, I think last year, put one round together of, 64?
64. Yep.
This is just...
Eight under par.
And if you go down and play, if you've ever seen Riverview, that's not exactly, it's not a extremely hard course,
right.
But it's, when depending on how they put the pins in there,
right.
Or the flags, it can get really tricky.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, we redid our greens about 10 years ago, and they're just maturing, and they're just beautiful, beautiful greens.
Well, now people can come out. Does it cost to come out and watch?
No.
Is this coming out to watch and then make donations? And you've got a big helicopter.
What's happening tomorrow night?
What's happening tomorrow night?
Saturday night.
It'll be Saturday night.
We actually have our helicopter ball drop. we have a helicopter come and it hovers right over the first fairway, and we put a pin in a hole there, and he drops 500 golf balls from the helicopter down, and any golf ball that lands in the hole wins half the pot or a trip to Cabo, depending on the prize. And the Special Olympics, all the money from that goes to Special Olympics, and it's really, really cool because you're standing on the first tee, and Carl, you've been there. I mean, you're a couple hundred feet up, and you're looking right at the pilot as he's doing it, and it's fun. It's right at sunset, and you got the mountains. It's spectacular.
Well,
it's just spectacular.
Yeah, I've stood on the first tee, and I've actually hit a ball from the first tee. Usually the first words out of somebody's mouth after that is, never seen one go in the water that far.
Yeah.
So what I've done now is I just pick up the ball and throw it into the water and then walk down to wherever, because it's a scramble.
Yeah.
I just take a ball, I just take it, throw it into the water, and then I just walk on down to where the first person's hit.
Yeah, the radio personalities like yesterday didn't do very well off the first tee, I would say. There was a lot of golf balls in the river.
Yes, but, you know, we came in, our team came in second, and the other team should have actually been disqualified because they had two pros playing on that team, and we only had one on ours.
Oh, well.
That's right.
But
okay.
We are talking about the 40th anniversary of the Reading Pro-Am, which, of course, funds go to the Special Olympics. And we're so appreciative, Curtis Byron, for all that you do for our community, and this being one of your big pet projects. Obviously, you've just brought in, straight off the printer, this wonderful, just a very, very beautiful program that does some great history of some of your players and pros, people who have donated, past and present.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just really in loving memory, just kind. It's a beautiful program.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Any last thoughts for everybody out there? So.
No, it's a wonderful, wonderful golf tournament. Anybody wants to come out and watch, you know, obviously the pros like a gallery. Most of them play better with it. So anybody who wants to come out and watch, we really encourage it. Please come out and watch the pros and come out and see Riverview. And Randall walked in. I wanted to thank Shasta Regional. They've been a great supporter of the Pro-Am for the last couple of years, and we couldn't do it without them. So.
Well, you know, there's a chance for people to, if they want to do both events, they can. They can walk, they can go watch, they can walk. I mean, we have 24, we're at the track for 24 hours, you know, with the relay tomorrow. And then, of course, you have your, whether you can watch the pros, and then if you want to leave and walk and then come back. So we can make it all happen. But thank you so much for being our guest. We always appreciate everything that you do.
Appreciate it. Absolutely. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
This is Edk Blue at KCNR 1460 AM, inviting you to listen to our show, Bold Truth with Edk Blue and Wampus, on Fridays from 10 to 11 a.m., where we explore and expose what is and what isn't the bold truth. Please join us on our quest for the truth. It will change the way you think and what you believe.
The Bold Truth, Fridays on KCNR 1460 AM.
Are you facing home foreclosure, unpaid bills, mounting credit card debts, wage garnishments? Financially, do you feel overwhelmed? Take that first step to a new beginning.
Did you know bankruptcy is an act of responsibility? It provides closure to your financial woes and puts you in a position to move forward. I'm Lucky Jasrani, your local bankruptcy attorney. Call me today for a free consultation to discuss how my team can help you. 241-3350. That's 241-3350.
We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
In the mood for fair? The Shasta District Fair opens Wednesday, June 13th, but now is the time to purchase your advance passes and save as much as 30% on daily entrance and carnival wristbands. Join us for Pepsi Waterworks Park Kids Day on Wednesday with free admission for kids 12 and under, plus special ride all day for one prize carnival wristbands, and be sure to catch the prize drawings at 6 p.m. on the Pepsi stage. Friday, it's country music heartthrob Colin Ray. Saturday, auto races, and Sunday, Destruction Derby, plus the Shasta Idol Competition, Tribute to the Eagles, High Flying Motorcycle Show, the Junior Livestock Auction, and much more. Are you in the mood? Save 30% on carnival ride and admission tickets. Go online to ShastaDistrictFair.com or call the fairgrounds office to find the ticket location nearest you. Advance tickets save you up to 30%, but must be purchased by the close of business Tuesday, June 12th. The Shasta District Fair opens June 13th at the fairgrounds in Anderson.
We all know music is what gets you on the dance floor, but it's the entertainment that keeps you there. When it's time for your next party or major event, call Music by Robert, your entertainment professional. Over 25 years of quality and experience, Music by Robert. Weddings, 347-4500. Graduations, birthday parties, 347-4500. Retirement parties, anniversary parties, 347-4500. Get it. Call 347-4500 when planning your next party or special event. Music by Robert.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl Lindebot. Randall Hemplin, who is the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, just rolled in, and because we've got everything painting, they're painting like crazy out in the offices there, so the smell of paint, and everything's covered, so everything that could possibly you could sit on is covered out there, so Randall's come in. We're just kind of bringing the guests in as they roll in so they don't suffocate from the paint.
Well, team. If you can visualize, these guys have pulled an all-nighter, three guys, and they go, and one guy said, I've pulled an all-nighter before.
Great job.
But I've never been this tired. I mean, they started a lot of time. My show finished at 7. They were here at 6. They've been here now, you guys. That's over 24 hours. No, it's not. It's an all-night. Sorry, it's 12, 14, whoever, whatever. But they're going to paint a big American flag on one side of the wall, and then we'll have, because KLXR is a sister station right next door, and, of course, they play oldies. There'll be a row of some fabulous old albums of the music that they play. So it'll be like Americana. It's really going to have a great vibe. We'll have an open house when it's all done, and we'll invite you down.
Continue to grow and push out there. Hey, you know, things I want to talk about is that they did a survey in the paper today, a regular survey company. It's called Thumbtack or something like that. And what they found is California is not a good place to start businesses, especially small businesses, except in the North State. And Shasta County is one of the easiest places to start up a small business. And you know what? When you think about it, I mean, we started up a small business here. It was easy.
In the worst economy.
In the worst economy we had, which was probably not one of the brighter things to do in the world, but we managed to, hang
in there. We decided to throw everything, all our goods
anyway,
in.
Anyway, so, but, when I think about it, people are saying they don't put a lot of obstacles in front of you. Now, maybe it's just because of the type of businesses they asked or our business. I mean, our biggest thing was getting through the FCC. And even that wasn't a huge problem. And frankly, every time I've called the FCC with a question, especially when it comes to political time, the FCC has been very helpful to us. I mean, very helpful. But as far as starting a small business, isn't that interesting? That, one of the friendliest places is the North State in California, and Shasta County is the friendliest. I'm just really happy to hear that. And
yeehaw.
The other thing, Ray Bradbury, who was probably the king of science fiction. Fahrenheit 451.
Fahrenheit 451, yes.
That's just one of them. But he has written so many novels.
That's
and,
the Star Trekian over there.
One of the last true masters, the ABCs, were Asimov, Bradbury, and Clark. And now we've lost all three of them,
Yeah, and he passed away yesterday. He's 91.
Yep. He had a good run. Brilliant individual.
He was. And
Richard Dawson.
Richie Dawson passed away.
Richard Dawson passed away, yeah. And he was mostly Hogan's Heroes, I think that's what he was.
Well, Family Feud.
Family Feud was huge.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he had a movie career as well, but Hogan's Heroes was, pretty much a regular run.
And in the music world, Bob Welch passed away.
Bob Welch.
Wow.
Self-inflicted gunshot wound, sad to say.
Ooh.
Oh, my gosh. Who was he with?
Fleetwood Mac.
My
Sentimental Lady, Ebony Eyes, String of Hits.
I got it. It's just I didn't realize that was who he was with. So, I mean, my goodness. Okay. What do we got here? Oh, we've got to get going. But when we come back, Randall Hempling is here from Shasta Regional Medical Center. We're going to be talking Relay for Life, but we're also going to be talking about what's going on with Obamacare and health care and what's the latest up there from Shasta Regional.
And how about that trip from Reading to Naples? You're listening to KCNR Shasta Reading.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony.
We've got to keep on pressing with actions that further strengthen the economy.
President Obama, minutes ago at the White House.
Right now, one concern is Europe, which faces a threat of renewed recession as countries deal with a financial crisis.
And the president says as he works to help European leaders, he wants House Republicans to pass the plan he proposed last year.
If Congress had passed it in full, we'd be on track to have 1 million more Americans working this year. The unemployment rate would be lower.
And that president's news conference is continuing now. And right before it, Republican Senator Bob Corker dismissed his proposals, telling Fox,
doing poll-tested things that have nothing to do with causing our economy to be strong again is infuriating to those of us on both sides of the aisle that know better.
Mitt Romney will soon rally Republicans in Iowa. A deadly mistake in Afghanistan. Has the U.S. apologizing? Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin has this live.
Just the U.S. commander there flying to a village where an airstrike hit a wedding party, locals say. It seems Taliban fighters entered that house, pursued by NATO and Afghan troops, who then called in the airstrike. General John Allen today apologizing, saying his troops didn't know civilians were inside too, and a local doctor is quoted saying the villagers tried to get out, but the Taliban wouldn't let them go. Dave?
Alistair, what to do to stop the fighting that rages on yet again today in Syria? UN Special Envoy Kofi Annan met with Secretary of State Clinton this morning.
We are also exploring how we can work with other governments in the region and around the world to achieve our goals.
UN monitors have today reached the Syrian village where activists claim there was another massacre this week. A military judge is set to rule today on the defense motions to dismiss 10 of the 22 charges against Army Private Bradley Manning, the private accused of leaking U.S. intelligence secrets to the WikiLeaks website. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Guys, urinating frequently, interrupted sleep, intimacy issues? Yes, it could be your prostate. Right now, you can try Prostorix, the gold standard in prostate supplements, for free. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee. The proprietary formula in Prostorix contains more proven ingredients for prostate health than the leading brand. Order your free bottle of Prostorix today. Just call 888-773-0299. 888-773-0299. Or visit PTX1.com. PTX1.com.
Hi, I'm a home. You know where your heart is? Don't worry, I know how you feel about me. That's why you need to get me flood insurance. If you get homesick after a few days, imagine how a flood would make you feel. Just a few inches of water can cost tens of thousands of dollars in damage. And homeowners insurance doesn't cover floods. But in moderate to low-risk areas, flood insurance starts as low as $129 a year. Visit floodsmart.gov to learn how a flood could affect you.
There will be no criminal charges coming out of the Christmas Day fire in Stamford, Connecticut that killed two twin 7-year-old girls, their 9-year-old sister, and their grandparents. It was sparked by embers put in a bag of discarded ashes. A prosecutor says that was not criminal negligence. The girls' mother survived the fire. In Georgia, they went to a funeral and two more dead bodies showed up.
Gunshots went off everywhere. And people were just running and falling.
Two people were killed, several others wounded right outside a church in Stone Mountain, Georgia. The funeral was for an 18-year-old who was also a murder victim. Police have arrested at least five suspects. Saliva is not a deadly weapon. So rules a court in New York, meaning a prisoner in an HIV-related case faces resentencing.
The New York Court of Appeals, siding with the defense in the case of an HIV-positive man who bit a police officer during an arrest in 2006. David Plunkett pleaded guilty to multiple counts, now serving 10 years in prison. But the new ruling says his conviction for aggravated assault can't stand because New York law requires use of a deadly or dangerous instrument, and the saliva and teeth don't count since they come with the defendant. Prosecutors say the law should be changed to help protect first responders. The CDC says saliva alone has never been shown to transmit HIV. Lisa Brady, Fox News Radio.
Again, President Obama is holding a press conference now on the economy. Later, he'll have more fun.
From the 49.
They held on to upset the New England Patriots in Super Bowl 46, as seen on NBC. And today, the Giants visit the White House for a tour and some moments in the spotlight with President Obama. He's expected to praise the team not only for the big win, but for ongoing support for the U.S. military. Today's event marks the last official celebration. Like other NFL teams, the Giants are already signing new players, working out, and preparing for this fall. In Washington, Richard Johnson, Fox News Radio.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 24 points. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm a Free Fire Media. Carl and about 8:05 in the morning. It's June the 8th. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You hop in our chat room.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, the home of Espresso Joe's, and 50 different brands and types of coffee. Go in there and get your 20-ounce specialty coffee for $3. And they also have decaf and specialty drinks that are non-caffeinated, of course, for your children.
Finest walk-in humidor in the state. They will meet or beat any price on tobacco in town here. They do a lot for our community, do a lot of good things for our community. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. And let's go to our Wells Fargo advisor, Susan Eastman. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Carl. Well, stocks have turned positive. Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 21 points at 12,482. The S&P 500 is positive 2 points at 1317. The NASDAQ Composite is up 12 points at 2843. Some of the day's biggest movers, Yum Brands down $3.17, trading at 6360. Pfizer's positive 12 cents at 2206. Procter & Gamble up 6 cents, trading at 6282. Taking a look at local stocks of interest, PepsiCo's positive 44 cents at 68.12, Pacific Gas and Electric up a quarter at 44.86, AT&T positive 46 cents at 34.62. For commodities, gold is down $4 at $1,584 per ounce, silver off 21 cents at 28, crude oil down $1.86, trading at $82 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thanks very much, Susan. We have the Wells Fargo Advisors Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning. If they're down on Park Marina Drive, stop on down there and get the information that you need to make wise investments. And, you know, today, remember, it's Friday, so we have our Shasta Startup at 9 o'clock talking about the latest in business and the and great news all the time for
positive reinforcement.
And positive reinforcement. And then today at 10 o'clock, we are launching a new show called Bold Truth. And you know, I think this is going to be a somewhat of a different show that I think you're going to be really interested in. It's a local show. And so after we have
you're either going to love to hate it or hate to love it.
That's one of those things. But you're going to get a lot of information. And whether, again, it's one of our local shows from local people here, just like Shasta Startup. We have more local programming than any other place probably. Gosh, you know, north of Sacramento or in Sacramento, maybe even in the whole state, we've got 14 or 15 local programs here on KCNR, which is the idea. It's community radio, and we welcome all viewpoints and all people that come in and talk?
We're going to start off this 8 o'clock hour, of course, you know, with, you know, how much we love our community and something that's very moving and very special, very life-altering that's happening this weekend we're going to be involved with. And our guest this next hour is Randall Hempling. We're so happy to have you. We're going to cover a lot of things.
Thank you.
What you're involved with. And let's talk about that big trip you took as well. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Missing in America Veterans Recovery Program, MIAP, conducts funeral escort services in the western states for veterans and their dependents free of charge. When requested by the family, MIAP will take them and their loved one on the final journey to rest in peace. Our thoughts and prayers go with the family and their grief, and we can help make this a safe and legal transport at no cost. Contact MIAP at 530-226-9900. That's 530-226-9900.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank flashlight and radio, four blankets, two tube tents, first aid kits, food for two people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign.
Sign a monster truck, Reed. Could you redo that, please? Thank you.
Wonderland Signs is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work done, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, and all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl to architectural, to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps, to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we're fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install it when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing for many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm a Free Fire Media and Carl on the bot. 8:12 in the morning. This is June the 8th. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. It's kind of a catch-up day for the, we've been running really fast and hard with all the politics and everything, and this is a way for us to get caught back up in the community of what's going on. And our guest is Randall Hempling, who is the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center. But we're here, we're going to be talking about a number of other things besides that, and one of them is the Relay for Life.
Well, the Relay for Life, of course, is last year I was honored to ask to sing the national anthem to start the event, and I had seen Randall and his beautiful bride in several events around town, and last year he spoke. He was keynote speaker, and it just brought to light about, well, here's this guy I see, and and he's a survivor, and I was so moved. I just can't even begin to tell you. It was great, a great honor to hear you give your testimonial.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, it was. I have a survivor T-shirt. In fact, I have two now, and that's a T-shirt that I own. That I love having it, but I don't wish anyone to get one because you have to go through cancer, and you have to survive it to get one of those T-shirts. So. I was honored last year to be asked to speak, and I spoke about a dear friend of mine who helped me get through my cancer as he was coming out of his or in his second part, and just as I was coming out, he died. And that was, he has been my, you know, a friend for life, and it was very emotional for me.
Well, we appreciate that you did that. You put it there. You put it there, and we felt it, and it started the relay like, wow, this is, bring us together, if this is why we're all here. We're walking for a cure.
Yeah, I think people should come out and just seeing the survivor lap. I mean, seeing the people out there that are surviving. It's surprising how many people have survived. It's a marvelous thing what we're able to do with modern medicine. And
it's not a death sentence.
No, it scares the devil out of you, particularly a man, because mm-hmm. we're not prepared for any of those types of things. Women know it, understand it. It's terrible for women if they get it, but they. They live with it. They get all the screenings. They learn about this all their lives. And so it's not an unexpected for men. It's like, oh my God, you know, and how do you deal with this? And you're supposed to be this manly guy. And then it scares the devil out of you when you hear the word.
Well, and cancer knows no gender, no age, no race,
religion. Nothing.
Religion. So it can hit anybody. I mean, of course, you know, we see children. We see it doesn't matter what age.
Yeah, it's unique to the individual, and every cancer is different.
And here you are, like the CEO of Shasta Regional, and you're at the top of your game, and boom.
Yeah. Then I had to go. Then I lost all my hair.
And now, then
it's back now, though.
Yeah, it's back.
And you just did something. You just did something. And I think besides the fact of going out and just being a testimony for coming back, for fighting cancer and winning and being a survivor, you just took off.
Yeah, I just
a Harley ride.
Yeah, I took a Harley ride. I've had a Heritage Springer, this one I'd owned since 97, and decided I wasn't going to ride much anymore. I hadn't ridden in several months, and said, okay, what I'll do is I'll just take it to Florida and give it to my daughter and son-in-law and let them sell it. So 2 weeks ago, I took off, and in 6 days, I rode from here there, sleet in Wyoming in the hurricane or the tropical storm in Florida.
You know, by yourself.
Yeah, and I don't have a windshield on that bike. So I tasted a great deal of America.
We saw he brought back pictures of himself. He took a picture every day of himself and how he changed. And Randall, you changed dramatically over that 6 days.
I got a little, the cancer people will not like it because I missed some sunscreen on my upper arms and I got some pretty good burns there. And,
I can imagine too, you're by yourself facing the elements. There you were, by yourself, facing your elements.
Yeah,
you probably had your cell phone, but that's about your only connection.
Well, and I had earplugs in. You put the soft earplugs in, you put them in real deep, and I didn't want to take them out because really it's difficult to get them out. So when I started the day, I didn't talk to anybody, which is, if you think about it, what I do for a living, I have to communicate as you do on a regular basis, oftentimes all day long. And it's very interesting to just be out there and literally in a bubble going all the way across the country. I probably didn't say 300 words the whole trip, which was really nice. You know, I didn't have to talk to people. Just
well, it absolutely is because I have found that when I've taken my Harley out on a ride for a long time, that I can solve almost every problem that I have, and everything that seems to be really important becomes you put it back in perspective after 2 or 3 days of riding. And you're right. You don't talk to people, and it's a way of I think putting yourself back on plumb.
It's like a sabbatical or catharsis kind of moment. Yeah, you go out there and just relax. It's very relaxing. It's very difficult.
The only person you have to please out there is yourself.
Yeah. After my second day, when I got to North Platte, Nebraska, and then it was cold and wet and everything else. And
been there, done that.
I went to a place. I asked the guy that ran the hotel where could I go get a beer and get something to eat, and he told me. And so I went over to this place, and they had this really large beer in a big glass mug. And the young lady handed it to me, and I almost dropped it. My arms were so weak and hurting, and I felt like a wimp. I had to use two hands to pick up my beer.
Oh, look at that guy over there. Look, he's got to use two hands. He's drinking beer.
The biker dude that can't even lift a beer. Yeah.
Well, we've come in on times before that my buddy and I, my bro Pat and I, have ridden, and we've ridden through 10 days of rain, and we got hit in Wyoming with a tornado that was going through there. Got hit with hail so much that we had to everybody was on parked on the side of the road, and this truck pulls up behind us and honks his horn and says, get in the truck before you two get killed. And so we got in the truck and watched the hail coming down. So, I mean, it's – but when you get through it, as you did, you've accomplished something.
That's a great story.
It's a great accomplishment.
Yeah.
And we got – your last photo is when you made it down there.
Yeah.
And you just come through the tropical storm and you were soaking wet.
Yeah. It's bright. I mean, you can't tell it because it's bright sunshine. I'd made it down to Naples where they didn't get any of the rain, and it was bright and hot.
So how'd you feel after that?
I felt good. Like when I finished, I did a couple of marathons. Did one when I was 51, another one when I was 61. And it's like when you finish one of those, you go, "Gee, you know, I did it." I mean, it almost brings you to tears because you have to train, you have to do all these things to do it. This, I didn't train to go ride this bike. Right, I'd done something similar before, but I had done that 12 years ago when I was 12 years younger. So this was.
Well, you know,
I'm pretty proud of it.
When you do something like this, and we'll get off this here in a minute, but when you do something like this, you should train a little bit for it. Like, you know, you're going for these long trips, you know, but when I was riding, and I was riding all the time, I wouldn't think a second about getting on a bike and going for 3 or 4 straight days, or 5 straight days of riding hard for the trip. But I think if I tried that right now, after not riding for, you know,
I keep telling them, go to New Mexico, see your kids.
Well,
Albuquerque, ride to Albuquerque, do it. Just go get it there and go get quiet in your head.
This is one of those things where it's honestly a little easier for a smaller man like myself because it doesn't affect your back as much. I don't have as much back to be affected, literally. When you're on the bike, I don't pick up as much wind. Somebody your size, it's going to be more difficult simply because of the strain on your back.
I have that windshield.
Well, but it's still sitting in that position for that long and vibrating.
Try to be on the back when you don't have the B seat.
But I tell you what, those new Harleys, they've got, you know, the suspension on those new Harleys and the seats on them are just on, you know, and then you kind of lean back on it with the highway pegs. They're not like it used to be. You used to ride the old model.
Mine vibrated. And did I? The only thing that happened, my horn fell off. Something has to fall off on a Harley, but it didn't burn a bit of oil. It was amazing. All that
they
time.
Don't. I have never done that on my bike. Anyway, hey, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to come back and talk about new business. And even though you're from, of course, the CEO of Shasta Regional, but you're also involved in the Chamber of Commerce. And we just talked about how this is one of the best places in California for small businesses. But you all have a new program you're doing over there to help businesses survive.
Yeah, very proud of it.
Right here in Redding and Shasta County.
So we're going to talk about that. The Chamber of Commerce has done business.
Yeah, we're trying to move it
change
to
the model.
A little more modern. Yeah.
Okay.
Excellent.
Well, we'll be right back. Our guest is Randall Hempling, CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center. Carl Lindebot.
Have to mean bad times for those who choose to meet the challenges of today's business climate. Every Friday morning on KCNR 1460, we salute the spirit of innovation, discuss new ways of thinking, and celebrate success on Shasta Startup. Join us from 9 to 10 a.m. this Friday to hear how local established businesses, entrepreneurs, and community leaders are stepping up to get the job done. Brought to you by SJ Denham Motors Chrysler Jeep. Shasta Startup, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's another satisfied customer of Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog. Michelle Martin Strebe, marketing manager with the Record Searchlight. Didn't I see you recently, Michelle?
You've seen me quite a few times. I bought the car last year. It's a used car, but it definitely had some front end problems. I took it into cars. The mechanic went through every problem. They kept me safe, and the car is fixed. You guys were a dream to work with.
How did you happen to come into cars in the first place?
Well, I had met the owner, Barb White, years ago when I first moved to Reading. The shop is real close to the Record Searchlight. The concierge service, I have to say, is one reason I use cars so much. It's very handy, and I don't have to inconvenience everybody else in my family to run me around town.
Have you referred any of your friends or your coworkers there at the Record Searchlight or any of your family into cars?
I'm bragging about the last thing I had done, which was the detailing. You guys are just like a one-stop shop for me. It's wonderful.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Currently 60 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. It's going to be sunny today with temperatures around 78, mostly clear tonight, temperatures around 52. The weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Father's Day, you guys, there's going to be a spectacular brunch, and they're going to be doing a fly fishing, exhibit. So take your dad out there for the weekend and enjoy a fabulous brunch. 474-5546 for reservations. And, of course, the fly fishing exhibit is going to be great.
Okay. Our guest, Randall Hempley, who is here from, he's CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center. But we're going to be talking about the Chamber of Commerce, a new program you all have started.
Yeah.
So what can you tell our listeners about?
Let me give you a little background. For the last couple of years, the big news in town that's always on the front page of the newspaper, at least on the local section, is that some business has closed. Very seldom do you see that some business stayed or some business is being successful. It's always about this business or that business went out of business or left town. Well, we decided at the chamber we need to start doing something about that, and realizing that when a small business, particularly whether it be a restaurant, and we've seen some of those lately that crashed. When you're about to go out of business or when you're suffering in this economy, people tend to suffer in silence. They don't say anything about it. They just grind it down. They grind it down. They drop their chamber membership. They don't pay this bill. They other little things that, they stop their marketing, which is a death sentence for most people, and you got to keep marketing what you're doing. And then suddenly they go out of business when there might have been some point in there where something could have changed. Several of the businesses have gone out lately. You've heard, they had tax problems. Well, they had labor issues. They had something else going on with them. Well, what we've decided to do is, and we put together pretty well, is we have a group of people who, if you're a small business and you're struggling, you have trouble, you simply call the chamber. You do not have to be a member of the chamber to do this. And one of the rationales there is, if we're just going to help members and other people go out of business, that affects the members. If five people lose their job in town, whether they're a chamber member or not, those five people are not going to be doing business in our community any longer, and therefore it affects everybody. So everybody can participate in this. So all you must do is you call the chamber and you say, I could use a little help. You don't even have to define it, because most of the time you don't know what help you need, and that can be part of the problem. Sometimes it's just business. Sometimes you just need a bolus of business to come in there, which, like my organization, I have 750 people that I work with on a daily basis, and it's very easy for me to let them all know that, hey, it might help out so-and-so if we all went down there and spent $5 or $10. You saw what happened to the Gold Street Cafe. Everybody put out the word on that. Bang. It helped. They're still in business. Everything is still cooking. Well, that's the kind of thing we want to be able to do. And the main thing with this is that it is extraordinarily confidential. I've had people ask me, how many people have you helped? And we'll tell them, there's several. Well, who have you helped? I'm not going to tell you. It's none of your business who we've helped. But we have helped some people.
I like that.
Well, I know for sure who you helped, and I think you've talked about it.
To the Godfather.
When it had to do with laundry.
Oh, yeah. Well,
that was something to say, but that was the whole idea behind this, and you made it work.
Well, that was the Aramark thing, where it was a big thing in the newspaper. They were going out of business. 28 people were going to lose their jobs. They're still open. They've added more people, but that's for whatever reason, that's not made back to the paper that they stayed.
They stayed because of what.
Well, yeah, and
you did.
Well, because we moved all of our business there with the contingent that they could not leave town because we were already sending all of our linen from the hospital was going to Sacramento. And that's problematic no matter what you do. The farther you send your linen, the more problems you're going to have. You're going to get missed linen. You're going to get the wrong stuff back. You're going to get damage. You're going to get losses, all these things.
That's a great story.
So what we did is we went to them and we said, we will contract with you. We'll move 100% of our business to you, but you cannot leave town. And they committed to that, bless their hearts. And they're a big company. And I know that for a short period of time, they had to absorb a loss, perhaps, to be able to make that happen because of the cash flow and all this that mm-hmm. would go on with that. But they've kept their commitment. We're getting great service. And by the way, it saved me almost $100,000 a year.
So, I mean, so here was a perfect example of a win-win.
Right.
How come we don't hear the lights at that front page?
Of keeping it local.
Yeah.
And it's just things like that.
Yay.
That, keeping it local with
that makes my heart feel warm.
Doing business there. It opens, keeps a business open, hires more people,
right.
Does good work for you. I mean.
Yeah, it's win. And that's what we want to do within the chamber now. And there's a new the board on the chamber isn't really new, but we're thinking more about how do we make it more service to members. How do we make sure that the community thrives through the chamber, not about, you know, it's just the next mixer or the next party or something the chamber's putting on as a fundraiser. It's about growing the overall economy in this community and not just waiting on the next great thing to come in to the business park and, you know, the next new business. Let's take care of ourselves.
Well, we're going to have to take a break, but I want to end this half hour of what I'm feeling here, and that's the beautiful thing about those of you who are listening this morning, it's about conviction and what conviction can do to help really keep our community thriving. KCNR 1460.
That's a good point.
This is a Fox News Alert. I'm Lillian Wu. The president warns that both here and in Europe, where the economy is concerned,
we've got short-term problems and long-term problems,
urging immediate steps to prevent Europe's crisis from spreading.
These decisions are fundamentally in the hands of Europe's leaders, and fortunately, they understand the seriousness of the situation and the urgent need to act.
On honoring pushing Congress to pass a jobs plan he sent them last September.
It had broad support from the American people. It was fully paid for. If Congress had passed it in full, we'd be on track to have 1 million more Americans working this year. The unemployment rate would be lower.
And on the topic of leaked classified national security information, the president promising a thorough investigation into allegations of an intentional leak. This is a Fox News Alert.
Make your dad's day extra special and treat him to the delicious meal that he deserves. Bring him to Elements inside Wind River Casino for Sunday brunch or our Father's Day dinner special on Sunday, June 17th. Super Dad Deals. Brunch includes a carving station with prime rib and pork loin, omelet station, freshly prepared waffles with an assortment of toppings, along with an array of delicious desserts and much more. Served from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. All you can eat for just $19.95. Let dad and mom sit back and relax on his special day. Father's Day dinner special. All you can eat prime rib, including salad, baked potato, or mashed potatoes with seasonal vegetable, only $15.95 from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. Price reflects River Club card price. While you're treating your dad to a great Father's Day meal and Elements, make it a day and try your hand at blackjack. Pull up a seat at the River's Edge Poker Room, play bingo, or spin the reels on your favorite slot machine. No one else in town offers this. A great meal, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Casino. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with free pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan.
And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis from Gramavalia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Hi, folks. Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, speaking on behalf of the Shasta Country Military Officers Association. MOA is the nation's largest association of military officers, dedicated to a strong national defense and to protecting the benefits of those who have served. Please join MOA for lunch at their monthly second Tuesday meeting at noon at the Country Waffle in Reading. For more information, go to ShastaMOAA.com. Shasta Country MOA, serving those who serve their country.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBott, 8:35 in the morning, June the 8th, Friday. You know, on Monday we're going to have the start of our Young Entrepreneurs Week. That's right, we're going to have, the future. I mean, we're talking Chamber of Commerce today, and we're talking business as well. Those businessmen and businesses in the chamber and all this are going to thrive with the new people that are coming up, the young people. And we're starting next week with two per day at 8 o'clock. From 7 to 8, we're going to be running our usual businesses and interesting things that are happening and all that. But at 8 o'clock, we're going to bring in two entrepreneurs every day. And they're all in their 30s or younger that have got all types of businesses here. And you can start seeing why they came back. Why are they here? Why did they stay? You know, you read so much about how businesses, aren't going to stay here and there's no future. And that's absolutely untrue. Absolutely untrue. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, another small business that is thriving here in town with DC Tim and the Man in Black. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans and seniors, and it's man's last stronghold. What can I say? Except that go down and get your haircut down there. You're going to enjoy it. That's Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue in the Cypress Square Shopping Center there. Okay, our guest, Randall Hempling, and from CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, but we're talking business and how do people now come and get your assistance there from the Chamber of Commerce?
You simply call the Chamber. You can call Frank, you can call anybody there and just ask them how do you get in contact with that, and then they will be contacted in return by either a member of the squad we've got together. And the squad is like 20 people of various skills, we have accountants, we have marketing people, we have other folks. It's all free. Now, you're not going to do a whole detailed plan and do all the things for you, but they can get you set and give you the advice that you probably need on where to go. Because we have, Smart Business Center. We have all these others that provide direct assistance. But, again, people usually don't want to go to these, sometimes public agencies, because they're afraid of the issue of anonymity. They'd like to suffer in silence, and we want to help them so that they don't have to. You noted that this is a great place to start a new business, but it's staying in business is very, very difficult.
It is hard.
If you start a new business, you better have 2 years of capitalization to be able to keep the thing going while you're making zero net income. So,
well, you know what? That, I wish somebody had told me that, and or maybe I'm glad somebody didn't tell us that.
It's all perfect just the way it's turned out, And as we've developed our this friendship and this admiration we have for you. It's so wonderful to have you on the show, and just how things unfold, how we've seen businesses, and we really value integrity, and you see inside of businesses why some businesses don't last, because sometimes people don't really have a huge integrity. And again, we were talking about conviction and passion and what it is. When you want to survive, when you want to do things to do it the right way, and ask for help, ask for your brothers in the community, your brothers and sisters in the community, for support. And this is just a great program that you guys are doing. I think it's wonderful.
Yeah, and it, as I said, the help varies. It can be simply we can bring you a bolus of business. We can say, hey, let's take some business down there and just let people know that it would be nice to buy local. First of all, we at the hospital, we attempt to buy as much local as we can. Of course, we've got to buy in bulk, and a lot of suppliers around here can't provide the things that we need. But our employees attempt at every point to buy local. When you go to you can go online to Macy's, for instance, and you can buy things online at Macy's. But you can get the same price by walking down to the store over here. I know it's the smallest Macy's in the whole country, but you can go down there, and you're going to help keep one of those clerks' job by buying
it
there.
And Macy's open
and
here,
you'll get a little exercise, and you do this, you know. So you're trying to buy it and keep it.
No, I do very little online. I have to admit, I know a lot of I do have friends that buy a lot of stuff online. I do very little online because I like to shop local. I want to look somebody in the eyes and know, like you said, that clerk at Macy's who's probably married or the sister or the cousin of or somebody's involved.
Somebody we know.
Somebody we're involved with here in the community.
Yeah, well, did you do your state income tax yourselves this year? Use TurboTax or something like that to do it?
No, we did. We go through a local CPA here.
Good, yeah.
Good.
Well, Rick Goyne.
Well,
great.
Here's if depending on your income, there's a presumptive tax now that you check off to pay for what you would have paid in sales tax by buying online based upon your income. And rather than mess with it, I just went ahead and said, okay, I'll pay it. You know, because obviously I have this, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but at some point in time, they're going to know what you bought. And if you say, no, I didn't buy anything online, they're going to say, oh, no, and then they're going to come down you and they'll fine you and do all the other kinds of things. So I just hit that presumptive tax for buying online when I didn't.
We always say is buy local. And if you can't get it local, then you go to the big box store.
Yeah.
You know, because money stays here. The very last thing you do is go online because none of the money stays here. And so that's, you know, you just have to. But I didn't realize that now they charge you a presumptive tax. I mean, we never buy anything online.
Yeah. Now you can state what your actual belief is, but they take your income and say, well, we presume because you make this that you're probably buying this much online. Therefore, you can now if you want to keep your actual who keeps their actual receipts on anything, you know, like that. Well,
before we take the break, one of the things I just, you know, kind of went, you know, we're going up and down.
Hate that. No, I mean, I really hate what I just learned.
Well, that's exactly what
a presumptive tax because I might have done something.
Well, what my point was getting to when you go to CVS or when you go to Rite Aid, now when you check out, you've got to have these little cards. Do you have your card? And, well, if you don't have your card, you might not, you know, you might not get the discounts.
Right.
So I just feel like I have to give my phone number, and now they're trying to do a privacy thing. So you're telling your phone number because I don't carry these plastic cards all over the place, and you've got the person behind you that can hear your phone number. It feels very invasive. I thought, what happened to the day when I could just go to the store and buy, a candy bar, which I don't do, or a tube of mascara or something. I don't need to have everybody know my business, and that's what it's feeling like. It's very invasive.
Your data habits, your shopping habits are extremely valuable marketing data, and it is sold, there's a huge volume of that, and it's becoming more invasive, yes.
Okay.
And when we come back, we're gonna take a break. I want to talk to you just for a second about this guy that's been painting with his group. My gosh! I told him, I went out there and said, you guys are rock stars. They were here last night from 7. They're still here. They're cleaning up. Amazing, you guys. These guys just came in and went, poof, had it happen. So we're going to talk about him after we get back from the break. You talk about a local guy who came in and is just doing it upright. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
This is Ed K. Blue at KCNR 1460 AM, inviting you to listen to our show, Bold Truth with Ed K. Blue and Wampus, on Fridays from 10 to 11 AM, where we explore and expose what is and what isn't the bold truth. Please join us on our quest for the truth. It will change the way you think and what you believe.
The Bold Truth, Fridays on KCNR 1460 AM.
It's not how many hours we put in. It's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients. It's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation. It's about results. results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jesrani. Call today, 241-3350. 241-3350.
So Chris, June 12th, we're meeting at Duke's for Second Tuesday.
I had a horse named Duke.
This is Duke's restaurant.
He was a big, handsome guy.
Oh, good grief. Please join us Tuesday, June 12th at Duke's on Churn Creek for great food and friendship. Your support will allow Haven Humane Society to continue to provide shelter and homes to the hundreds of unwanted and abused pets in Shasta County, as Duke's kindly donates a portion of their proceeds to Haven Humane Society.
I sure loved that horse.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear you. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Friday, June the 8th. We're having a great time here. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you today by Crown Motors, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Lincoln, Nissan, and Ram dealership. What can I say? A local business, and that's what we're talking about, a local business selling cars at great prices. Your neighbors are out there making deals for you. They've got a car, truck, or SUV to fit every need, new or used, and they take a lot of pride in what they sell, and they take a lot of pride in customer satisfaction and customer service. Crown Motors of Reading. Go by and see them at 555 Cypress Avenue or give them a call at 223-2177. If you're looking for a car, new or used, stay local. Go on down there and see Crown Motors. Okay, our guest, Randall Hempling, CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, although we haven't talked about that, but let's talk a little bit about it now. You all are in the throes of changing
the way you do business. Yeah,
then,
we're doing a massive change at the hospital. It's required over the next few years that every hospital have an electronic medical record. That means from the moment you enter to the exit, we have everything that we need and all the orders and everything else done within a computerized system. That is done for patient safety. Several years ago, there was a major study done that said 100,000 people a year were dying in hospitals because of miscommunication. And at the time, I thought, well, that's absurd. We really do talk to each other a lot. We do these types of things. And then got to looking at the facts a little bit more, and that was probably an understatement. And this wasn't that people were killed. It's just that they died soon because of misinformation.
If you couldn't read somebody's writing.
It almost always has to do with handwriting, and invariably it has to do with misinterpretation of orders. And order information not getting back in a timely fashion. When you have all this stuff on computers and managed like that, it has automatic sets that prevent the type of things that used to happen. Like, if someone says you're supposed to get, let's just say penicillin, something, an old drug, how are you supposed to get it? You're supposed to get it orally? You're supposed to get it intramuscularly? You're supposed to get it IV? How often should you get that? Well, if that information isn't communicated, you leave it to the guess of someone. It can be done incorrectly, and often was. Well, now the systems are being set.
I don't like to think that I'm in a hospital and they're guessing about what to do.
Well, we don't. I mean, we have a lot of redundant human things going on.
No,
right
I understand.
Now,
but I also understand the part about is that, you know, if it's on a computer that you can pull up right there.
Yeah, and it has automatic check fields and the like. And the most difficult part of it is going in place right now. We've had EMR from the nursing standpoint and all of our order sets and these kind of things for everything but the physician piece. For the last 2.5-3 years. But now we're adding what's called CPOE, computerized physician order entry. That is the total lynch point. The physician is the key to everything. All the orders, everything has to be done through your physician. And that's correct. That's the way it should be. There shouldn't be you know, six or eight people each interpreting what needs to happen with you. There's one captain of this ship. Well, now they're putting all that in. Well, when they start doing that, it changes the linkages across the whole system, and it's people pulling their hair out. It always is difficult to do. It is, first of all, it's change. Our doctors are being just champions in this. I mean, there's a little bit of this, oh, and, you know, and I'm an old guy. I don't like to change. You know, I always say, well, you know, I'll get somebody. I'll ask April Brumano, who works with me. I said, please take care of that for me because she knows I'm a nerd. I mean, I'm real bad, not a nerd. I'm a non-nerd. I can't do these things. But she's very gentle with me in this. And we have people that are doing that, helping the doctors. We have people running around in red shirts that are super users. And it's been a whole week of this. And it's going to go on for the next probably, I'm guessing, at least a month of tweaking and twisting and making it work. But we'll be the first hospital in the North State to be completely getting this done. Enloe is going through this now. They're doing the same thing over on the coast. All the hospitals in the country are going to have to go through this. But it is a very difficult task, and I work with 750 people who are absolute champions to put, you know, what to do this.
What kind of time does this leverage on doctors now? I mean, it takes a lot more time, doesn't it, for them to have to put all this in there? Because
it does.
We talk to different physicians that they're having to do it themselves because they just have to do it themselves.
Yeah, it takes more time now. With the goal eventually that will, as in all things, it'll get easier. You don't have to, you know, it gets more rote. It's a lot easier to do. They're doing those types of things. We've added the Dragon system where they can verbalize things in their orders, and that will automatically print to the chart. You know, those kinds of things are happening to make it a little bit easier for them. But yeah, they're going to have to do it. The new doctors coming out, the new residents, the people that have been out for the last 4 or 5 years, they're very used to this. This is the way they went to school. The nurses, the same thing. It's we older people that have been in the business a long time, they have a little more difficult time with the change, but it has to occur.
We're learning iPhones.
Yeah, and it is absolutely a patient safety deal. It's going to protect our patients. It's going to make it a safer environment for everybody
in the long run. Well, we've got to take a break. When we come back, you know, one of the things they said was, as soon as you started putting all the medical records in databases, now it opens up those databases to everybody. You know, I'm going to talk to you about your thoughts on that.
Okay.
All right. We'll be right back. Carl Lindabad, our guest, Randall Hempling, CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center. And it's Friday, June 8th, in our last segment. We'll be right back.
Petroleum Company, Northern Lights Energy. We deliver fuel to your home for all your heating needs. Taking care of you is what we do.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife, Kathy, and I would like to invite everybody to check out our new website at northernlightsenergyinc.com. You can order fuel, apply for credit, pay your bills, access all the CFN sites throughout the United States, and look at our monitor and Toyo heaters, greases, and lubes. It's very easy to use. For those of you who don't like sites, pick up the phone and give us a call. We still have real people to talk to you. Remember, northernlightsenergyinc.com or 241-2196 in Waverville, Corning, and Redding. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hi, I'm Deanna Wallner. My husband Andy and his brother Patrick cherish the memory of their founder, Al Barefoot Wallner, for his commitment to build a company based on integrity, superior service, and 100% customer satisfaction. The Wallner family employ professionals highly trained to assist you in saving both water and energy. They can provide water audits to save money while conserving our precious natural resources. Wallner's team can provide you with water-saving dual-flush toilets, low-flow shower heads, and a selection of the most energy-efficient heating, air conditioning, and solar water heating systems on the market today. You can depend on Wallner. They have a proven reputation as the North State's total comfort specialist for real service, real experience, real value, real savings, and real guarantees. No job is too large. Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air, over 44 years serving Shasta and Tehama counties.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Amberen restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberen eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-699-5144. That's 1-800-699-5144. 1-800-699-5144.
Well, I walk back down.
Well, yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, no, KCNR 1460, Friday, June the 8th. Carl and the Bot. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you, and we've already been talking about them already, but Reddy and Harley Davidson, you know, established in 1977 by David and Robin Wright. You've got Ernie and Jessica down there doing that day-to-day, and they have a full range, of course, of motorcycles, accessories, service items, you name it. They've got it, clothing. But best of all, they've got a great service department, people that care about your bike. Again, neighbors, local. And they take great pride in what they sell and what they do down there. They're going to, you know, if you want to buy a bike, they're going to find a way for you to get it. They have financing available. They're going to take your bike in, or they can take it or trade it in, or they can sell it for you. Stop by at 1268 Twin View Boulevard, Reading. Give them a call at 241-7117. They're open Tuesday to Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. And just remember, you want to ride that Harley. You want to experience the ride. You want to live the dream. Ready and Harley Davidson.
Well, we were out there Saturday, you know, to tell you a quick story. Carl had to, the trickle wasn't working, and I guess his battery was out on his Harley, so.
The trickle charger.
Yeah. So anyway, you were going to go with the Patriot Guard riders and do the flag line for one of our service guy, the guy from Mount Shasta who unfortunately passed away, and you were doing a service, but you took in the battery to the Harley. They just boom, boom, boom. They took your old one. You got your new one. It was quick. You put it in. It was happening. And you love the service. You love the fact that, boy, there's a bike there that, you know, I'd love it if we ever decided to get a new touring bike. But I want to do a shout out to our painter here. I was telling you guys, these guys are rock stars. His name is John Mason. You can find him at jdmasonpainting.com. He does interior, exterior, residential, commercial, log homes, decks, and marine coatings. Well, this is really cool because he brought in two guys, so three of them. They started last night at 7. They just painted the station. They're just finished. It's amazing.
The first part. We still got some things to do.
Yeah.
But they did more in,
wow,
in 12 hours.
They did walls. They did moldings. They did, you know, everything's white and fabulous.
They tore off walls and exposed the brick there.
Very clean.
Very great. Okay.
John Mason is his name. Shout out.
Give him what's her phone number again?
Okay, phone number for John, and it's licensed. Yay! 262-9441. That's 262-9441. John Mason is his name. You can look him up.
Okay, Randall Hempling's here from Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Hey, can I give a shout out to the to the Harley place?
Yeah, of course you can.
They serviced my bike before I left.
Okay.
They did all, you know, all I needed, I need an oil change, just minor. Let's take a look at it because it's going to go 3,500 miles. I got to Naples, Florida, and it had not, I didn't drop one bit of oil. I didn't have to do anything on the way. They did a great service job. I mean, when you're out on the road in the, you know, middle of the day in the desert,
you don't worry about,
you know, you're sitting there going, well, I hope they did a good job. I didn't have a sweat. It was great, great work.
Wow.
Well, you know what? They're all going to be on. In fact, on the 19th, on June 19th, we're going to have Ernie and Nathan on. Ernie, you know, is one of the owners of the Harley Davidson here, and then Nathan is one of their sales people and has been in, you know, selling Harleys for a long time.
Well, there's a big event happening on the 19th.
And then on the 19th is at Riverside Down, where we're going to have, in conjunction with
calendars
with the Reading Police Department, is safety awareness and safety classes.
And it's free to the public, so we really want to get the word out, but we've been waiting a little bit. Go ahead. I interrupted you, sorry.
No, go on. It's going to be on June 19th, and we're going to have that. It's going to have bike washes from girls in brief costumes. You get a chance to win $10,000 in the Big Bike Weekend and a custom paint job. So all that's going to be there. It's free. It's on June 19th, but we'll talk more about that. Anyway, Randall, last thoughts here on what do you think is going to happen on the Obamacare and the Supreme Court?
You know, I don't know. It becomes real problematic because if, let's just say the Supreme Court strikes down the whole thing. Well, that's that's not good business. It's not the right thing to do. There are pieces of it that people like. You're already seeing Republicans saying, well, we need to save this, and Democrats saying, well, we can't do without that, and so you'll have that kind of fight. The problem is that if nothing is done, our country will be bankrupted by its health care system. That's guaranteed. We put in $1 into Medicare from our taxes. Medicare spends $3. That's an untenable situation. You got people like myself that are going to be hitting there soon. You, everybody's going to get to that. Our goal is to get to that Medicare age so that we have security in our retirement. So everybody's going to be moving to this. We have this untenable situation, so something has to be done. And part of that is everybody needs to play. Everybody needs to pay a little bit or have some responsibility for it. We have to have things like these electronic medical records where we can share information so that when a person goes to the emergency room over at Mercy, and by the way, Mercy and Shasta Region, we work very closely together on sharing of information so that it protects people. And we're working together on an electronic information exchange.
Your database. Good.
Yeah, database exchange so that we can go across the lines,
right,
and be able to talk about when you come into our emergency room and maybe you've been in their hospital 3 weeks ago, we can find that out and we make sure we don't convolute some of the treatments. And we're working also with Shasta Community Health Center, who's a great partner in this because they have about 50,000 clients over there, and 42,000 people in this county alone are on Medi-Cal. You know, so yeah. This is a big bolus of stuff and a big expense that's going to have to be managed. So we do need health care reform. Is Obamacare the right way, or you know?
I think there are things that need to be fixed.
Absolutely.
But I'm really against this the insurance plan. Forcing people to buy insurance just because you were born in the United States.
Continuing conversation tomorrow. We'll see you out at the Shasta College for the Cancer Relay for Life. Please come join us for the 24 hours from 9 a.m.
To win a smoker barbecue from us. Hey, just
thank
remember.
Thank you, Randall Hempling.
Thank you.
It's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
This world from dragging me down, gonna stand my ground.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Dave Anthony. There will not be a Triple Crown winner in horse racing this year after all. Fox News Radio's Ron Flatter has a just-breaking story out of Belmont Live.
And Dave, a spokesman for trainer Doug O'Neill, just confirmed to me a few minutes ago that Al Have Another will not run in tomorrow's Belmont Stakes. But exactly why, we may not know until a news conference that's been called for an hour from now at the barn where the colt is being looked after. I'll Have Another had an earlier-than-usual workout at sunrise today. He was bidding to be the first Triple Crown winner in 34 years, Dave.
Now, Ron, it's perhaps the biggest issue of the 2012 campaign.
How do we ensure that the recovery gains momentum?
Now, President Obama says he knows how, holding a news conference at the White House where Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson is live.
And from new construction to hiring more teachers to helping state and local governments keep their public safety workers on their jobs.
There are steps we can take right now to put more people back to work.
But the president says Congress has so far refused.